Sure, I love spring just like you guys. I think today is a very important day in the history of the world. And you know, first I want to say to you guys, thank you. Really, thank you. Everything you do promotes what God's agenda here on earth. And even like your giving, your support in your connect groups, your support with each other. You know, yesterday we were able to serve a family who doesn't have a church home. A mother whose son died too young. And a family that was broken, and friends, and hundreds of people were here. And none of them are part of Grace Fellowship, really, but we serve them. And that was possible because of who you are. Who you are made it possible to serve them. And, it's interesting. What do you do when you have overwhelming grief? What do you do when you run into a hard place in your life? What do you do when things happen and you can't get your head above water? What do you do when you're backed into a corner? You know, Jesus is the answer. It's like when you think about what we're doing right now, because it's true, we all face tragedies. We all face circumstances and situations and relationships. It may be financial, it may be practical. We all face things where we're really just backed into a corner. And, you know, there was a time in the history of the world. You know, 3 days ago, on Friday, we celebrated Jesus' crucifixion, if you can call that a celebration. It was like, if we would have been alive during that time, it would have been the worst time in the history of the world. I think it was the darkest day in all of history when the very Messiah, the Son of God, who gave His life as a ransom for us, came down and died. And when they put Him in that tomb, in that cave, and they rolled that big rock in front of it, they were saying, it's over, it's finished, it's done. This dream that the Jewish people had, this dream that the world had, was buried and went into the deepest darkness. You know, but God had an answer. You see, it's like, God has an answer when your back's against the wall. God has an answer when you don't know how to parent your children, or when you don't know how to get along and get in a relationship. God has an answer when you're bankrupt. God has an answer when you have questions you don't know the answers to. And you know, just like that day with Jesus, He had an answer for the tomb, and it's called the resurrection. There's a light that's available for you today. It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And I think about it, one of the things, God's answer for that day is the same answer He has for today. Because I ask myself this question. I'm like, Lord, in the early church, when you study Scripture and you study the early church, they preached the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Like, they talked about His resurrection. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul made this crazy statement. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ was raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. They thought the resurrection was important. It was the very... You know what the resurrection is to me? This is how powerful it is. It's the cheat code that you need for life. The resurrection is what will guarantee that you'll have a successful life, that you'll have a successful relationship, so you'll have a success raising children, you'll have success in your business. It's the power of the resurrection that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power of God that will raise you up too. Now, I want to show you in Scripture, because this is like, I think that most of us grew up in a culture that focused so much on the Jesus' death, so much on His death and His burial, that we took our focus off the resurrection. And the resurrection is about something. Look what it says. Therefore, it is necessary. This is Jesus. After Jesus died, they needed to choose someone to replace Judas, right? And so they were in that process, and they said, it's necessary to choose one of the men who's been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. And then, I want you to just consider this. For one of these must become a witness of his resurrection. Now, I think most of my life, I thought that was talking about, well, that's how you prove that Jesus was the Messiah, because he rose from the dead. But as I study this, I find out when they said a witness of his resurrection, they were talking about more. They were talking about right now. Where is the power of God released in your life? It's through the resurrection. Look at this next verse. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own. This is after Jesus' resurrection, after the Holy Spirit came. And with great power, why did they focus on the resurrection? Because they needed the power of God in their lives. It wasn't just a theory. It wasn't just to prove that Jesus was the Messiah. It's because they needed the presence and the power of God in their lives. Who's going to give you the strength to make good decisions? Who's going to give you the strength and the grace of God working in your life so that you have patience and kindness and gentleness? Who's going to give you the grace of God in your life so that you can stand in the midst of the storms that you're facing today? Who's going to give you the grace of God so you'll be successful? Who's going to help you raise your children? Oh, there's thousands of books, but they don't have the power of the God in them. You know, I love the fact that the worship team allowed us to praise Him. Don't you feel sorry for everybody in the world that doesn't have Jesus to worship? Like, He's the best ever. You see, the truth is, it was with great power the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection. And because of the resurrection, God's grace was powerfully at work in them all. Maybe the resurrection is more than just a historical fact that helps people believe that Jesus was the Messiah. Maybe the resurrection is a current day reality that will lift you up out of the grave. Maybe that power will lift up your countenance when you're sad. Maybe that power will lift up you and give you the ability to stand. You know what? I experience it all the time. We invited this family, right, to come, and we said, we'll serve you guys. It was Chris Hoffman's one of his best friends. And I'm like, really, honestly, I'll just tell you my battle. I cannot live without the power of the resurrection in my life. Why? Because I have to do things that I can't do all the time. I have to do things beyond my ability to do all the time. So we have this family hurting. I talked to his mom, Lisa, and you know, I'm telling you, I don't care who you are, to lose a child before their time is hard. Yeah. It's just hard. And I don't have anything to give her. Not me. And then they had all these people. I was expecting 10 people, and there were hundreds showed up. And they're hurting, and a certain percentage of them aren't real happy with God. This wasn't a Sunday morning church crowd, you know. And I'm like, what can I give these guys? And you know what? Honestly, I'll just be honest with you. Harvey and Tim do great funerals. If you guys die, get them to do it. Really, I mean, just to be honest, they're good. Harvey, he'll make you want to live again. I don't know. It's like, and Tim, he'll pray for you. It hadn't worked yet, but he's trying. But I'm like, I don't do well at funerals and ceremonies, and I'm just not good at it. So the whole week, I'm like, I'm going to ask Tim to do it. He'll go meet with the family. He'll do all the stuff that just blesses them. And then, Tim's gone. He was gone somewhere. And I said, I'll get Harvey to do it. Harvey will bless him. He'll pray for the sick, and God will move in power. And the whole time, Jesus said, are you going to run? Or are you going to depend upon the power of the resurrection in your life? You know what's required for the miracle and the power of God to work in your life? You just have to have flesh, and I've got plenty of it. right? I've got flesh. I am. And I said, you know what, God? I don't have a clue if we're going to bless anybody, but I'm going to stand up there and I'm going to depend upon you to bring life into people that I can't. I need you, Lord. My back was against a wall. And you know what? It was amazing. I saw faces. I mean, you know, you can tell when you're standing up here, I can tell who's for me and who's against me when I look at your face. And there was about 20% of that crowd was against me because I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor, and they have negative reality with religious world. But I stood up here and I told them the gospel, and there wasn't an eye in the house. I'm telling you. It was a miracle. For me, it was a miracle. I'm like, Jesus, the resurrection is what we need to really be focusing on. You know what? I've got something to say because I don't want you to get misled, okay? Don't be misled. Jesus' death set us free. His resurrection sets us on fire. Fire. On fire. You know when you need fire? When you're a mother, you need fire. I don't know how you guys live with no sleep. I really don't know how you do it. I don't know how you guys live with men who are like me. It takes the fire of God in your life to live successfully in this world. How do you raise children? My gosh, every kid's different. You know how you do it? You connect with the power of the resurrection. And when you connect with Him, the intersection of His divinity and your flesh explodes in new life. That's what the resurrection's about. It's about that. Listen, Jesus already rose from the dead. Now He's waiting on you to do it. And you need to as much as I do. I need it when I go home today. I've got to have lunch with Ricardo. Lord Jesus, I need the power of the resurrection in my life, right? It's life. You need the resurrection. That's what it's all about. And so I just want to show you today. You go study the New Testament. Do it on your own. But I'm just telling you right now that the new church, the church in the New Testament and the 100, 200, 300 years after that, they went around. They didn't preach the crucifixion. The crucifixion set us free so we could be the resurrection. That's the whole purpose of it. It's the best news in the world. We were just singing about it. It's like you just didn't know that it meant you. You really didn't know that, did you? It gets better. I have 47 pages of Scripture. Because it's all over the Bible. I started with so many Scriptures, they kept making fun of me, so I kept cutting them out. This is a good one. Romans is a great book. It's a great book. It's a great book. Just as Christ was, whoa, the Bible's not making a mistake here. Just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. You want to do better in your business? Resurrection power. You want to be a better wife, better husband? Resurrection power. You want to meet the needs of the people in your family, the people sitting next to you? Resurrection. It's the new life in you. Jesus did His part. Now it's up to us. And so we've been, it's crazy. It's like, you mean the same power that raised Jesus from the dead works inside of us? It does every time you believe. Every time by faith you give your flesh to Him, the power of God works inside of you. And it's the cheat code of life. I'm serious. You want the best self-help advice you'll ever get? Use this cheat code, Jesus. You'll be smarter. You'll have ideas no one else in the world's ever had. You'll have strength. You'll have endurance. Oh, wait, you may have love, joy, peace, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, kindness. You may walk in miracles and signs and wonders. That's what happens whenever you connect with God. And so it's an intersection. It's like the heaven and earth, when they collide, life. And all Jesus needs is some fleshy person. Just us. We're all flesh. You know, it's funny. I love this. I really do. His death set us free. His resurrection sets us on fire.
Yes.
My God, that is true. All these years I've been worshiping God and celebrating Easter, and I didn't realize it was the point of impact in the world. I just didn't realize, why were they focused so much on the resurrection? It's because they lived in the hardest time in the history of the world to live. They were coming out of the deepest darkness the world has ever been in. But God said, listen, I have a light that I'm going to send up into the sky, into the world. His name's Jesus. And Jesus said, I have a light too, and it's you guys. You see, we were created to be the resurrection on earth today. It's the grace of God, His power working in us. That's what we need to live a successful life. Something beyond the natural. I love that. You know, here's something. You know this. Jesus was a living demonstration of what happens when someone takes their flesh and has an encounter with God with their flesh. That's what Jesus demonstrated. He didn't demonstrate what God looked like on earth. He demonstrated what a man who loves God looks like on earth. The power in Jesus' life was the same power that resides inside of us. Jesus in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I love this picture of Jesus. And then it goes on, and down in verse 12, yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of us, lives inside of you. You know, I love this. You've got to understand this. God chose this. He decided He's going to bring life to the earth through human flesh. You see, Jesus, it says He was a man of the flesh. The Word became flesh. Jesus gave His flesh to God, and there was a fire that was lit that could never be put out. So every time you give yourself to God, God does the same thing inside of you. That's the answer to your problems. It's the answer to your future. It's the answer to every need on earth, and it's supernatural. And it brings glory to God, the same as Jesus did. You know, Jesus showed us an example of how to do this. You know, I don't know if you ever noticed, Jesus always gives credit for everything He did to the Holy Spirit through the Father working through Him. See, He didn't do it in His own strength. He lived on earth the exact same way you do. He just knew how to tap into the superpower that was inside of Him. You see, Jesus, He said this. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, His first sermon. Well, Jesus, what was the big deal about you? It was the resurrection power of God was a big deal about Him. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. Do you want to be happy? You need the Spirit of the Lord. Do you want to be a good dad? You need the Spirit of the Lord on you. Do you want to be successful in your relationships and in life? It's the Spirit of the Lord that puts, it's a cheat code. It's like, I asked one of my favorite ushers, Bill, this morning because I knew he'd know. Did you guys ever play the old Sega Genesis game where you played basketball? And if you were dribbling the ball, it's a video game, right? If you were dribbling the ball and you got fire, you turned onto fire, you couldn't miss. It's like, and I used to play that game when I was, this was computers before they had, it was like very beginning. And it's like, when you turned on fire, you couldn't miss, nobody could stop you. And when you slam dunk the ball, everybody on the whole court fell down. It's a cheat code. It's like, when you turn on fire, you are the man. Yeah, okay, some of you younger guys, Mario Kart. What happens when Mario Kart gets a star thing? It runs over everybody. It's a cheat code. You want the cheat code for life? It's called the resurrection. But not His resurrection, your resurrection. And that's the cheat code. And that's why Jesus said that. You look at what Jesus said. Jesus said, how did Jesus drive out demons? Same way we do. Right? I'll tell you a cheat code I needed. One of the first demons me and Harvey dealt with together. We're dealing with this demon. We got this man who, he's brought these demons back from Africa. He was a missionary, retired missionary. He was a retired missionary, and, you know, I'd read books about how to deal with demons, and I heard somebody on a cassette tape do it. So I thought I really knew what I was doing. And so we're praying for this guy, and all of a sudden he manifests, and then all of a sudden him and Harvey, they're like, and I'm sitting, they're like sitting there, and I'm sitting over here, and I'm talking to this demon, and I think I'm pretty much in control. And then I look at Harvey's face and his face, and they're both white as ghosts, and they're both staring above my head. I'm like, what is it, Harvey? I sounded so confident. What is it, Harvey? He said, that demon's right above you, and he's mad, and he's angry, and he's red, and he has horns. And he starts describing him to me, and I am serious. It's a little embarrassing. And I put my hand on my leg, and it wouldn't stop. And I'm like, this demon knows I'm scared spitless. I'm a dead man because I got no faith. And this demon's going to kill me. He's going to kill Harvey. He's going to kill our friend. And I was shaking so bad. But the Holy Spirit, the Lord came and he said, I just asked him. I said, I didn't say it out loud because I was scared the demon would hear me. I didn't know. I asked the Lord, I said, God, I said, God, can he see my legs shaking? That's an honest question. And God said, nope. And then I realized, oh, the Spirit, it's not about me. It's always been about him. And my confidence in him grew, and his confidence in me. And the man did get set free, didn't he, Harvey? Harvey still has a little nervous tick he got from that day, but one day it'll go away. But you will receive power. That's what the resurrection's about, power. What's Easter Sunday about? Eggs. I mean, besides the eggs, power. It's about power. Well, why do you need power? Oh, because you aren't the smartest cookie in the basket. You're not supernatural. You don't know the future. You're limited. You're a human. But there is a spirit that lives inside of you. God is just waiting for you to open your heart up and say, come on, Jesus. And when he comes, you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The world's first superhero. Papa the Sailor Man. Boop, boop. Papa the Sailor Man. I would play the video, but they would have kicked it off Facebook. You know how they do. But I'm telling you, when I was a kid, he was the superhero. Way before Superman. And you know what? There was a secret to his power. I think our parents were trying to manipulate us to eat spinach and vegetables, but it worked, sort of. I'm telling you, he got strong. Everything changed when he was a normal guy until he ate spinach. You're normal. I'm normal. But not when I intersect with heaven, something supernatural happens. And I don't care how deep the grave is I'm in, I rise. It doesn't matter how deep the water is, you're above it. It doesn't matter what the currents are doing to you, you overcome them because of the power of God in you. That's why they preach the resurrection. They lived in a day. We live in a day where you can be a Christian if you just have an intellectual assent and a cultural lifestyle that matches Christianity. They didn't live in that day. God never intended Christianity to be a mental thing or a cultural thing. He intended it to be an intersection, an experience. So we've been talking about our vision statement because we're saying experience, experience, experience. Why is experience so important? Because Jesus died to set us free so we could experience God's presence in our life and have the resurrection power. You see, it's all about that. It was never about forming a club or an organization or anything else other than you and I experiencing the power of the resurrection in us. So you see, that's the truth. It's about the power. It's always been about the spinach. always will be about spinach. So y'all forgive my journey back into my childhood. You know, I think of a lot of things like that. I love Mario Karts. I really did like it when the little car gets the star power. I don't even know how it does it, but I can win with star power. I lose without it every time. I love this verse, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. And we think Paul is talking about up here. That's not what Paul's talking about. He's talking about knowing. He's talking about that connection, that experience with God. Paul couldn't live without that power. You know what? Wasn't he stoned? Somebody remind me, 3 times or 5 times? You guys need to be better scholars. Read your Bibles. Read the New Testament. Paul was stoned at least 3 times. I can't remember the number. But I want to tell you, you know what stoning was for? One thing, death. Yeah, a slow, painful, horrible death. They didn't stone you to punish you. It was over when they stoned you. And 3 times Paul got up and walked away. You know why? Because he knows Christ. Now that's power. That's power. It's not what we think. We keep thinking it's up here. I found, and he said, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, that comes from your mind, that comes from your culture, that comes from obedience to rules and regulations. That's all we demand of Christians now. That's all we say, that we don't even tell you can do different. Just obey the rules. It's not what Paul said. This righteousness comes through faith in Christ. And it's the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ. And listen to what Paul said. Guys, Paul wanted to know the power of his resurrection. He didn't want to look good, be a good speaker, a good speech maker. He didn't want to be captain of the football team. He wanted to know the power of the resurrection. You see, that's what Easter's about. It's like we celebrate. Listen, you know what Jesus did on the cross when he died? He set us free. Now, you know what freedom means? You can choose to know the power of his resurrection, or you can choose to live on earth. You choose. Where do you want to live? I want to know the power of his resurrection. So what does that mean to us today? Jesus showed us how to live. Popeye illustrated it for us. Now the question happens, what would happen if every one of us chose to believe in the power of the resurrection in us? Our world would change. Those things that we're lacking, we would have. Those ideas that we're waiting for somebody else to have, we would have them. That strength and ability to be a person, to be who God's created you to be, that happens in the power of the resurrection. Listen, it'll change your life when you choose to live with this thing happening all the time. By faith, I'm going to give my life. You know what? When I did that funeral yesterday and didn't ask Harvey or Tim to do it, I made a step of faith. Which may not sound like a big deal to you, but every step of faith is powerful. Yes. To me, it was a step of faith. God, I will not. I almost did. I came that close. You know? I was hoping I'd twist my ankle or catch a cold or something. Then I'd have an excuse. I wouldn't be a chicken. But I didn't. And I did it. And God showed off. Chris, did God show off? You were there. He showed off. And I was so thankful that we had a place where we could create a place so people could have encounters with him. Because those guys needed encounters with Jesus. Guys, you guys all helped provide that. Make it happen. It's so important. What's going to happen if you begin to believe in the power of the resurrection in you? Don't worry about your neighbor. In you. What would happen to your life? What would happen to your life? And this is really hard for us to believe because we're taught to judge and condemn everybody. But what would happen if you looked at your neighbor or your spouse or your enemy and you began to believe in the power of the resurrection in them. That they aren't just stuck in being who they are, that there's a power from God that will work inside of their lives. What would happen? It'd sort of change your attitude. Well, I like judging people by who they are. Well, then you better not tangle with Popeye, Bluto or Brutus or Bluto. I can't remember the guy's name. He had an enemy who was big and strong and mighty. And then stinking Popeye would eat some spinach and just thrash him. That's what might happen to you if your friend connects with Jesus. You know, what would happen in your family if you believed in the power of the resurrection in them? All of a sudden, they have hope. Supernatural things can happen in their lives, and you believe it can. Now, what would happen in our world? I choose to believe in the power of the resurrection that's greater than any other power the world knows. Well, you know how bad the world's getting. I know how bad Jesus is. I don't care how bad your world is, my Jesus is badder, smarter, more loving. Did y'all know he's omniscient and omnipresent? He's everywhere and he has all power. And he's ruling and reigning in heaven right now. Do you think the world's going to defeat him again? No. Will death defeat him? No. Can the devil defeat him? No. Can you defeat him? No. You can't win against him. He wins. I'm telling you, he wins. Well, you're saying heresy. Well, I read the Bible. Jesus wins. Guys, I want to believe more in the power of God, Jesus' resurrection and its impact on the world than I believe in the media. And that takes a lot of belief. More than I believe in whatever political opponent you have. I believe in the power of the resurrection. I believe that the power of the resurrection is happening in China right now. Oh yeah, they think they're winning. They don't know. One day, I believe the church is going to stand up in China, and out of those 2 billion people, you're going to have about 1.5 billion people stand up. And then these little people that think they're running it, they're not running it. They're only running it because they allow them to. You know, Jesus could have destroyed the Roman government, the most powerful force on earth, maybe ever. Jesus could have destroyed it with a thought. He chose to destroy it by the power of the resurrection working inside of you, inside of me. So guys, I just want to encourage you on Easter. Start celebrating Easter every day. Not Jesus' resurrection, God's resurrection in you. And Jesus will change your world, guaranteed, okay? So I just thank you guys for being here today. I just want to bless you. Come on up, Lisa. I just want to bless you. If you don't get to have, let's all stand up. If you don't get to have fun today, I'm sorry. Enjoy the day. It's a beautiful day. Jesus has come and he rose from the dead. Never, ever, ever, never will he go back into the grave. And maybe today you need to experience the power of the resurrection in your life. If you do, after we dismiss, there'll be somebody here. I'll be here. I'll meet you down front and we'll pray. Because I believe Jesus wants to do something in your world, your house, your street, your neighborhood, your country. Right? So let's just celebrate him. Let's just close our eyes. I just want to give you a chance. Just in your heart, just you, tell Jesus how much you appreciate him, how thankful you are. Just express your gratitude to him. He really is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, triumphant, Savior of the world. Just tell Him thank you. Now, you know what would really honor Him? It honors Him when you tell Him that you need Him. I don't think it was weakness when I told Him I was in trouble yesterday. I think it honored Him because I knew He could help me. The Bible says He's a very present help in times of trouble. So right now, why don't you honor Him? Any area of your life where you need His power, why don't you just share that with Him right now? Amen. Love on each other. Bless your families today. Thank you for being here. If you have any needs, anything going on, there'll be somebody up front. We would love to pray with you this morning. Okay? God bless you.